Welcome to CPA Spotlight, a look at the issues that impact CPAs, their clients, and their businesses from the Maryland Association of CPAs. Well, hi again, everyone. Bill Sheridan here. For years now, the profession has been debating the need for a separate set of reporting standards for private companies, and that debate now is speeding quickly toward resolution. A Blue Ribbon panel studying the issue met on October 8th, and most of the members of the panel said that we need a new reporting model that follows generally accepted accounting principles, but with some exceptions for private companies. The panel also recommends the creation of a separate private company standards board that would be governed by the Financial Accounting Foundation. So where does all that leave us? Well, Judy O'Dell has some ideas. Judy is chair of the Private Company Financial Reporting Committee. That's the same group that has been pushing for some type of reform in this area, so she has a vested interest. She spoke with me recently to explain the Blue Ribbon panel's recommendations, what they mean for private companies and for CPAs, and what happens next. Here's what she had to say.
Now, Judy, explain to me, in layman's terms, if you will, what the panel has recommended.
Well, it was a very interesting and sometimes heated conversation around the table, and we came to a consensus, although it was not 100% consensus, that the initial preference would be for a new standard-setting model that follows GAAP. In other words, it would not be decoupled from existing U.S. GAAP, with exceptions for private companies. And so the exception model, and again, there was some disagreement about whether that those exceptions could be recognition, measurement, disclosure only, measurement differences, and so forth. So that will need to be ironed out a little bit. And then the panel also came to the conclusion that there should be a separate board. Now, we don't know what the structure of that board would be, but the feeling really was that FASB, at least FASB as it has been constituted in the past, was not listening to the private company constituents, and I think that was the sense that was expressed around the table, that there needed to be some sort of a separate board, whether it was off setting its own standards, that is a possibility, whether it would be an EITF-like board that would suggest changes to FASB that FASB would then bless. So again, that has to be ironed out, and staff is going to be working on some alternative models to that for presentation at the December meeting.
And speaking of that meeting, now none of this has been set in stone yet, is that correct? I mean, the panel will be taking further action and discussing this further as time goes on?
The whole discussion that happened on Friday will be more fleshed out from the notes and minutes that staff took to come up with a draft report that may have some alternatives for the panel to consider, but nothing is cast in stone. But the interesting part was that the majority of people around the table, and there were some exceptions, people that felt strongly that the way things were working now, if we could make a few tweaks, we might be okay. Leslie Seidman and Russ Golden, our new member and new acting chair, were also sitting at the table with privilege of the floor, and they were able to give us some input into, you know, how they saw things. And I think they both felt strongly that the standard setting should remain in FASB's hands, but with some willingness to listen to some alternative structures that would provide better input for private companies.
Let's assume for a minute that this is the road that will eventually be going down. What impact would this recommendation have on private companies?
Well, one of the proposals was a total separate set of accounting standards for private companies, similar to what's done around the world in the small and medium entities documents that IASB issued, a Canadian approach where they took their own Canadian GAAP and modified it for private companies. And I don't think the panel at this point, although there were several people that felt that down the road that might be result of some of the things that are happening, but off the bat, most of the people wanted the the gap that private companies follow to be pretty strongly coupled to existing gaps, so there would not be major differences, but those standards that were costly and provided no relevance to users of private company financial statements, some fixes could be made there. And the term relevance was used quite a bit. You know, we've always tossed around a cost-benefit equation, but I think people were focusing in on benefit really meaning relevance. And if you spend a lot of money to do something like a goodwill impairment, for example, that private company users say, you know what, I don't even consider goodwill an asset, and I tossed out to begin with, so why should you spend all this money trying to come up with a value for it, or an impairment for it? So, relevance was kind of the key word that was thrown around.
And CPAs who serve these companies, what do they need to know at this point, or how might they be impacted by these recommendations?
At present, no changes. FASB is holding two roundtables, one tomorrow in Norwalk and another on November the 2nd in Dallas, with users and preparers and practitioners from the private company sector weighing in on maybe some of those standards that exist now that should be tweaked or there should be changes. So you may see something coming out of that, and maybe we'll get some fixes for some of those troublesome standards. But these recommendations will be finalized by the panel in December. They will then go to the Financial Accounting Foundation for trustees for their consideration, and there were three of the FAF trustees were sitting at the table, so nothing that will come to them, at least to those three members, will be a surprise. And they have been monitoring this process from the very beginning. So they will consider that at their February meeting, and, you know, whether they come out of that February meeting with some changes or whether they mull it some more is anybody's best guess. But it would seem that once they got to it, hopefully they would do something as a result of the February meeting. Now, some of the changes may not happen immediately, and we know that FASB definitely has their plate full with a lot of these MOU projects, so I can't really predict what might happen or, you know, what course the trustees might take. They're under no obligation to, I mean, these are strict recommendations, they're under no obligation to bless them as they come in.
Now, you've been chair of the Private Company Financial Reporting Committee. Does this committee have any opinion one way or the other on this course of action?
Well, we were the ones that originally went to FAF and said, you guys need to do something here. And so as far as an official committee opinion, no. We just know that in the 4 years that we've been at this process, we have had some impact, you know, the disclosures and so forth for FIN 48, although we weren't successful in getting that fixed for private companies, if you will, and we've been working hard on the FIN 46 FAS 167 issues that still need some fixing, but as a sign of FASB's willingness to listen, our last three meetings have had one of the board members in attendance. And I think that's proved very valuable to the board in knowing that this committee is not sitting there whining, that we are, you know, that we are dedicated techie people looking to put some serious input into the process. And I think now they realize that. And it's been very helpful, as we've been discussing, especially some of these larger projects like leases and financial instruments and revenue recognition, that the board members are hearing firsthand some of the issues that arise in the private company world as a result of those proposed changes. And our total thrust is telling the board and educating the board as to what is different in the private company world so that hopefully we can get some changes. And I think the financial instruments project is maybe what I term the fork in the road. Most of the users in the private company world have said that, you know, fair value is not relevant to us. You know, we're looking at the cash flows to the company, and you know, the more money you spend trying to come up with fair value on level three type assets, you know, that money is just not well spent. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
back to these recommendations from the panel, is there still time for private companies and CPAs to kind of make their voices heard on this issue?
Well, the public comment period ended September the 15th. We had about 140 responses to our outreach. We did not get a lot of user input, but I think the user input has come from the members of the panel as they represent various user organizations like American Banking Association and Community Bank Association and Risk Management Associates and so forth, sureties and venture capitalists. But certainly anybody that still wants to weigh in, if they sent an email to FASB, certainly their voice could be heard. But I think the time for that comment has passed. Certainly, once the recommendations go to FAS, HAF will probably go out with a document for public comment. I can't imagine that they wouldn't. Mm-hmm. So there will still be time for people to comment.
We've been talking about this issue now for a number of years. Do you kind of get a sense that we might be reaching an end game now, that we're closing in on some kind of resolution?
I hope so. This is the most optimistic process that I've been through in terms of changes, only because everybody's around the table. We have the Financial Accounting Foundation, we have the FASB board members, we have AICPA, we have NASBA, we have users, and this is really a watershed moment because it's the first time all the parties have been around the table, and just a recognition that there are differences in the private company world, and those differences should be addressed, I think, is huge.
Well, Judy O'Dell, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Bill.
That was Judy O'Dell, chair of the Private Company Financial Reporting Committee. If you want to know more about this issue, a good place to start would be at one of the MACPA's professional issues updates. MACPA Executive Director Tom Hood will be addressing this and a number of other important issues at his upcoming events. They're free and worth 4 hours of CPE for MACPA members. You can register for a professional issues update in your area by visiting www.macpa.org/townhall. Thanks for listening. For details about these and other issues that impact CPAs, contact the Maryland Association of CPAs at 1-800-782-2036 or visit us on the web at www.macpa.org.